This is the last episode of the Breaking Bread podcast.
Yeah.
In this studio.
I do apologise. How rude of me.
Put yourselves in the situation. Josh Major walking through the rainforest. He gets his tackle bit by a snake. Would you suck the poison out of his tackle? His penis?
This is just the Science. Worst part. This is what we ended this studio on. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Josh.
And welcome back to the podcast with less structure than an undercooked blancmange. It's the Breaking Beer podcast. How are you doing, mate?
What's a blancmange?
That's so weird that you just said that, because someone said that for the first time to me yesterday and I didn't know what it was either.
You've never heard the word blancmange before?
Yeah.
Blancmange is a French word. it's just a fucking wobbly dessert, isn't it? We're allowed it in the first 30 seconds because it's easy for you to beep out. It's the ones you got to find in the middle that are hard.
In answer to your question, I'm happy and sad. This is the last episode of the Breaking Bread podcast.
Yeah.
In this studio. Breaking Bread, I still got it wrong.
I was about to get the party poppers out again.
Yeah, mate, last one in the studio. How are you? You're looking a little bit tired this morning.
Is the coffee not kicked in? I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'm fine. I'm cool, man. I'm all right. And, you know, actually, I was filming yesterday and I stopped at Starbucks on the way down to where I was filming. And I walked in, the woman went, I got my normal, you know, I said, can I get a grande black Americano, please? And she looked at me, she went, do you want another shot? Don't look like I need it. She said, well... I was like, go on then, if that's what you're prescribing, oof. I'll have another shot.
Add him on an extra shot on an empty stomach. That's a jittery man, is that? I've seen it firsthand.
I get a little neurotic when I have too much coffee. But, I'm all right. I'm underslept as usual, but I'm all right. I'll sleep when I'm deed.
Roger.
How
that.
Are you?
You've asked me twice, he's wrong. Go on to the comments quick. It's time for you. I'll come give you a cuddle in a bit, mate. That's funny, that. How awkward is that when you do that? Like people you don't know.
Oh, when someone says, oh, happy birthday, and you go, oh, yeah, you too.
Yeah, how are you doing, mate? Yeah, I'm all right. How are you? Yeah, how are you? You're like, oh, my God, we're in this, like, circle.
I did that in Germany, you know, when we went in, the guy was like, enjoy your workout. I was like, yeah, you too. The guy's working on reception. He probably was working out later in the day.
Yeah,
he looked pretty jacked. Anyway, what the... comments.
Right. First one from Steph Bain. Adam would be shit in an apocalypse. Can't shout and he would dislocate his shoulder with a machete.
Why can't shout?
What? I don't know.
Of all the comments, I think it might be the weirdest one.
It's a new comment and an old video. So it's, do you remember the one where you said you're on a golf course or something? You're in a fight.
I remember the dislocated
This is like, I chocolate could probably shoulder. Pop it out now if I want.
But the shout thing, I
what's guess. This? What's that got to do with an apocalypse?
Why did you pick that one, George?
I don't know.
It's almost like you didn't do any prep, woke up this morning, by newest, and like just picked them out.
Right.
Anyway, what's the next one?
If you can send in your CVs for podcast producer.
from Gwobblestow 189. This is on the end of an era podcast. Oh. They put, I genuinely don't give a flying fuck.
Oh, good. No, that's what you're supposed to. You're supposed to not.
That's pretty tame for the comments on that video.
Let's give that guy a gold star.
Any more?
Girl. It could be a girl.
From Lost Northerner, the Patreon section often demonstrates to me how little I understand men.
I mean, it's a little bit. I get that.
So I'm assuming that's a woman.
It's unfiltered.
I assume so.
Yeah, feelings mutual, but not about men, obviously, because I am a man, but. Women
of the other sex, yeah.
Not in a sexist way. I mean, I think it's natural that two different. I don't know what I'm saying. Shut the fuck up, Adam.
It is chaos in the Patreon section. To be fair,
they
deserve the chaos of unfiltered nonsense. George said the other day, every time we do a Patreon section, we manage to run for like 30 minutes. He's like, how do we get to 30 minutes? Because it is unbelievable.
Yeah,
really.
But there's additional swear words, like every another swear word per sentence, so it extends the runtime, you know, because you're allowed to swear there. It's probably that.
And last comment from Cody.g. It was breaking bread. I thought I was going mad by calling it that. And someone replied saying, I imagine some Christian organization already owned Breaking Bread, so they had to change it.
When we first started, there were another podcast called, I mean, there's quite a few podcasts called Breaking Bread, but there was one like in Birmingham with 300 people listening to it.
They got mad, didn't they?
Yeah, they sent me a DM like, why have you picked that name? Like, that's our name. And I'm like, nah, mate, like, it's fair game at this point. It's whoever gets big, biggest the fastest, that's who's going to be.
We should have fought them for clicks. It, like a Royal Rumble style thing. How many of them were there?
I think there were two.
Oh, right. Well, it's 2-on-2, man. You know, it's like when you used to play Street Fighter, and then when they did the later Street Fighters, you could have like tag teams, like with two, or you'd like tag somebody in. We could do it like that.
Fancy a Street Fight? Is that your mood of the week?
No, I'm a man of peace, but if you're going to whinge about stealing your name, then yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Speaking of peace.
Like a corned beef sandwich at stake, I'll fight over that.
Speaking of peace and chances of demonetization, sorry, George. Last night, I looked on Twitter, and the top three trending was World War Three trended. So I screenshotted it, sent it in chat, went to bed. That's what's trending on Twitter at the moment.
Didn't think you were going to wake up.
Yeah, I thought, let's get
this. The nukes are going to fly. I think Leeds will be all right. They'd probably be like, eh, you know. What do you reckon to getting targeted? Like, assuming, oh, well, depending on like how many nukes they have.
I've thought this, because it's like...
London.
They're going to have a few, right? So, like, surely the UK, you could just knock that off a map, just fire a few in there, six. Pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew. Nah, that wouldn't boom, totally, boom, like... Boom, 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 boom. What cities are they going for? London, naturally. Birmingham.
Yeah.
Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester. But you might as well do Leeds. You might just stick it in Pennines and just see what
happens. Nah, because, like, it'd be cool, because, like, yeah, I suppose they could kind of, like, depending on the killer tonnage.
Yep.
Or mega tonnage. If they put it somewhere like approximately around Huddersfield, you could probably get a bit of both. Like drop it on Elland or whatever.
It'd make Huddersfield a better place, to be fair.
I don't know. Huddersfield gets a bad rap.
It's as it should.
What else do you reckon? Like Liverpool? It's a bit coastal.
Nah, Liverpool, feel like a waste of a nuke. Cool, man. Like, I think they'll be all right.
No, I'm thinking they're going for the biggest cities, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't think... They're not going to do Liverpool.
What are they going to do? Edinburgh.
They've got to do Edinburgh, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody's asked about Scotland. Come on, man.
Yeah, but the jocks will be pissed.
I mean, I like Scotland. I'm just saying, like, I think that they're not, like, involved. They don't like it. So if
they don't like us anyway.
They might be on the other side anyway. but World War III's not happened yet, right?
Not yet. But maybe by the time we've released this, we are pretty good at preempting bad news, as we found out firsthand when we talk about stuff and release it a week later.
So, oh, yeah, when we talked about Kate Middleton being, like, a little thin, and then it turned out she had cancer, which, of course, is very sad. But then, like... A bunch of people gave some grief for it.
Yeah.
As if we recorded it like that day.
I think we would have had to literally record it that day and release it to be that.
Yeah, we're not that efficient.
No, we're not that efficient. So if World War III is going on while you listen to this, hopefully have a few laughs before.
Look and cover.
Before the mushroom cloud comes in.
I'd want to be like ground zero, man. I wouldn't want to like start melting. You know what I mean? Like I want to be like just vaporized instantly.
I watched a YouTube video on like what you should do. You know, like if you can survive it.
Yeah.
I think you fill your bath with water, so you've got a water supply. Right. Also, that'll be like tarnished with like nuclear.
That's a good idea.
You can't go outside because the nuclear like fallout will be on the roof.
Yeah.
So you need that to settle.
Yeah.
I think ultimately, if we've learned anything,
it's the radiation
Chernobyl,
going to start melting.
Yeah, we're fucked. Yeah. Oh, sorry, George. But at this point, it's middle of World War III. People are listening. Like, we've been called up. You're young lad.
I'm getting away with that. I'm certainly not first draft. I'm not first wave, man. Imagine like if they pick him, man, like George gets drafted, but like I don't. We're fucking done for, aren't we? You know what I mean? George on the front line. At least he could dodge the bullets. He's that thin.
Yeah. I would be useless in war. To be fair,
you'd be like Desmond. Maybe you'd be like Desmond Dawes. I mean, I'd be equally useless, but I don't know. Like I think, I don't know. I'd look more formidable. I think.
Oh no, I'm getting a phone call.
Do you know the rule?
It's the wife.
You got to answer.
She don't want to be on the.
No, it's good. You got to answer. That's the rule, man.
Danielle, you're on the podcast. Do not swear. It's the rule. If somebody rings me when I'm on the podcast, I'll answer.
Daddy.
Oh, no. Hi, Tilly.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm sad that mommy's going, Daddy.
Yeah, what, going out tonight?
Yeah.
She's allowed to play out. I've got to look after you. We'll have fun, stay up late. In the morning, I'm making waffles. We'll watch Shrek.
Don't think she's
straight over her head, that one.
That's terrible.
That does sound awful, to be fair.
What do you want to do? Do you want Uncle Adam to come over?
Yeah.
Yeah? But I might be might have engagements to it, but if I need to, like, I mean, I'd probably be more fun than your dad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to recording a podcast, so shall we see you later?
Yeah.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Tilly.
Bye. Bye, Adam. Bye.
She's so cute.
There you go. Made her first podcast appearance at 3 years old.
Yeah, what were we saying?
I don't know. That's for a right spanner, isn't it? World War III. World War III. What a complete jump that was. Yeah, so the last podcast of the in the studio, we've put it in your very incapable hands, haven't we? I said, pull your weight on at least one of them. Do the final podcast. Look at your notes as well. Look at this.
How got efficient. Some notes here. Step the fuck off and let a professional deal with this. Did you hear that the world's oldest man died?
No.
Yeah, just shy of his 115th birthday. 2 months shy of his 115th.
That's quite funny about that. Adam don't even want to make it to 50, and this guy's got 150.
Well, actually, one of the talking points is like, somebody says to you right now, you're going at 70 or you're going at 115, which you're taking?
I think 70.
Yeah, I'm taking 70.
I don't know, man. I think, obviously. Don't they say that most people that are born now are going to make it to 100 anyway, so I'll take
it. Nah, life expectancy is still like 80s, man. Anyways.
Fact check it, George, come on.
It's like 82 or something for men and like 84 for women, I think. Anyway, the guy's called Juan Vicente Perez, or he was when he was alive, and he attributed his longevity to working hard, resting on holiday, going to bed early, and drinking a strong glass of liquor a day. So you're probably a shoe in there to get to 115 because you work pretty hard.
Yeah.
You rest when you're on holiday or even like when we're just filming and you're supposed to be working. And you go to bed early. Don't know about the liquor part, but
I can add that to my diet.
Yeah. Just
mead that you buy me.
A little bit of rum, yeah. Well, that's not really strong though, is it? Maybe like a little whiskey or like a shot of vodka before you go to bed and you probably make it to 115.
Yeah.
Or 115. He was actually 114. It was 2 months before his.
I feel like that were a little bit vague as far as like what he did to survive so long. Because I imagine, what if you were like a massive sesh head back in the day, like racking lines and popping pills, you know?
The real popping pills, I don't know, maybe he was, but I think the biggest contributing factor to longevity is genetics. And they say like stress is an underlooked factor in it, you know,
because in reducing life expectancy.
Yeah, so if you my grandma, let's take for example, right, she's a terrible diet, she's always been overweight, never exercised, but she's like never worried about like anything. She spends all half of the time laughing, making inappropriate jokes about sex, and she's made it to like 86 or something now.
Nice.
So she's cool. My dad on the other hand was always stressed and croaked to like 62 or something, so like maybe there's something in it.
Very true, yeah. Whereabouts is he from in the world? Because I think that's a factor as well, isn't it? I watched one of them Netflix programs where, like, if you eat, you know, purple potatoes from, you know, Papua New Guinea, you're going to live till...
I think it was, like, somewhere in South America, I want to say. Yeah. I didn't, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, you didn't like, you want that in depth for it.
This George, is 5 minutes of breath.
What's the deal, man? What about living to 100? Is that, like, people born now are going to live to 100?
No, the average life expectancy is between 79 and 82.
Just, can you Google, are people going to live to 100? I'm sure, like, can we need to... Come
what
on.
Does that... Well, some people will, yeah.
Yeah, no, but like, I'm sure that, like, most
as
kids
of,
now...
As of 2021, the average sort of deaths were between 79 and 82.
No, I'm saying kids born now, when are they
going to
die?
You're really doubling down on a point, which is basically... It doesn't really matter, does
well,
it?
We need to know now. The audience, like, sat at the end of the seat, you know, edge of the seat. It's
cool, yeah.
Wrapped around a tree, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Elevate music.
George Ferris is typing to find out the answer to this. He's saying people that are born, like, say, now will live to 100.
Yeah, that's why.
That seems like a ludicrous jump in life expectancy.
80 will be the new 60.
I'm not really buying that.
Does that work, then?
I don't know.
That's
just some random
if
website.
If you say so, somebody's deadlifting downstairs, okay, you hear that? Okay. Somebody's making the gains. Well, anyway, yeah. Moving on to the next point. Shut the fuck up, George. do you know that you can get some free goats? Do you like goats? How do you feel about goats?
I don't care about goats, to be honest, mate.
You don't get used mad now. I don't know. You can get free goats if you want to. When I say goat, of course, I mean the animal. There's the tiny Sicilian island of Alicudi has become overpopulated by goats. They've got some randy goat, you know, like horny goat weed.
Oh, yeah,
I guess
yeah.
That's where they get it from. But some randy goats have just been like shagging like Catholic rabbits, and what they've done is they've procreated to the degree that there are more goats, I think, than people on this island now. And they're apparently, this is quotation marks, they are storming people's homes and eating all their crops. I don't know how a goat storms a home, probably charges it or something. Yeah. But, so they're giving them away. If you want, you have to contact the government of Sicily to get your free goat. I don't know how they get them to you.
Will they send it to the UK?
I don't know. You're sounding like those people that are messaging you on the Facebook Marketplace. You probably have to collect them. But they are giving away free goats. Yeah, which reminds me, actually, I went on a field trip when I was they call it
a field trip? Yeah, the school trip.
School trip, yeah. When I was a kid, like somewhere shit, like the Yorkshire Dales or something. And they had to do a talk at the beginning, you know, where you're all sat on the bus. And the head teacher, whatever, he's like, now, kids, if anyone comes up and offers you something, however good it is, you have to turn it down. It turned out, like, the previous year, a farmer, like, had too many sheep. So he was giving sheep away for, like, 50p a sheep. So naturally, kids were like, a sheep for 50p? And, like, taking sheep home on the bus. Like
that. I do that now. I'm like, what, a sheep? A tenner? Let's go.
I mean, like, think about it, even if you're just going to eat it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about the goats, man. If you just start, like, order a few goats, stick them in the freezer...
Yeah, but anyways, if you want your free goat, contact Sicily.
Have you eaten goat? I feel like that's something you might have eaten.
Curried goat, man.
Yeah.
That's big in Jamaica, isn't it?
Curried
goat. I like a bit of goat's cheese. Nice, higher in protein than regular cheese, but it's pretty keen.
Honking.
What's the meat sort of similar to in taste, would you say?
It's like I think I would probably describe it as like a...
Like a lamb?
Wiry type of lamb. It's got a bit of a leaner lamb, maybe. Some culinary experts will correct me in the comments there, I'm certain. But it tastes like just, pretty wiry, lean meat to me. And I've only had it in curry, I think.
I think so I've seen it on like...
taste it much.
You know, like Carl Pilkington's Idiot Abroad, where they eat like the skull of a... You might be a sheep or a goat. You know, like the eyes and the cheek.
I've had like peak cheek. That's not a thing. Pig cheek. That's quite nice. Apparently, it's got loads
of fat. Is it right you can eat every part of a pig except its tail? Google that, George.
I suppose you could eat everything if you try hard enough.
Yeah. You know I mean? Everything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
Instantly I saw that like little kind of spark in his eye. And I knew that. I knew it. What was going? Gosh.
Just about pigtails can be smoked, fried or roasted in barbecue sauce.
So you can eat every part of a pig?
You can eat the trotters, man.
Yeah, apparently. And pigs will eat anything.
Yeah.
So if you kill anybody, everything. Put the body in like a pig's
They say that about goats, though, don't they?
Oh, do they?
They'll eat anything, yeah. Anyways.
The only part of a pig you can't eat is the squeal, or at least that's what nose-to-tail advocates believe.
The squeal?
That's like sending an apprentice for a long stand or some tartan paint. Like a pig squeals, doesn't it? That's got to be.
That's got to be some
bullshit. That's got to be a joke, mate.
Anyway, am I allowed?
It's like saying you can't eat the bark of a dog.
Squeal?
The fucking squeal, it squeals.
That was a really bad squeal.
Do you do one?
Like in Deliverance.
This podcast is shit.
Yeah,
man.
Straight into the tree.
Like, we're 120 episodes in, George has just realised it's shit.
It's because he came late to the party, didn't he? He's only done.
You know, like metal screams and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, the pig squeal ones. Yeah, on the topic of ungulates, Dartmoor, what we're going to do now is an April Fool's Day roundup. Because April Fool's Day just passed. I'll ask you about your own experiences in a second. But we're going to do a little roundup of some of the best April.
I feel like no one did any this year. Like I didn't, you know, when sort of people post stuff and you're like, oh, yeah, April Fool's. I feel like no one could be bothered this year. No one I know posted anything.
Well, I've got a few here, so Dartmoor Search and Rescue announced that anyone getting into difficulty over the bank holiday weekend would be aided with sheep wearing high visibility bandanas and bells, so struggling hikers could hear them coming. Which I thought just sounded a bit reckless, because if people actually believe that, they'd be, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe they'd be thinking, I won't call somebody.
You're top of a tour, you broke your leg, you go to the search and rescue page, and that's what I was going to save you.
Like, what's a sheep going to do? You know what I mean? Like,
take you back home. Fuck. How have we not been sponsored? How have we not been, like, signed up for some sort of, like, award, you know?
That was really quite good, yeah. That's good. That's the highlight. It's only going to go downhill from there. So if you want to tune out now, I'm not going to stop you. So that happened. Purple Bricks launched. You're going to like this one, man. They launched an estate agent bullshit detector app. The app promised to alert you of any lies from an estate agent using AI technology to detect suspicious speech patterns. Given our experience with estate agents, I feel like it just would be one continuous like error tone. It'd just be like, meep.
They're just horrible humans.
Well, I mean, steady. There might be some listening to the podcast.
Sorry, if you enjoy the podcast, we like you. But you might have done some underhand tactics, you know, throughout your career. But that's quite, it's quite funny. I saw some skits on of like estate agents, you know, like sleazy estate agents.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and dig them out. I'll try to find them for your charge. But it, just to sort of like make light of how sleazy they are, they're like, this is the fucking nicest house on the street, I promise. And it pans out and it's like, nice houses. This one's like half broken down. Yeah, anyway. Carry on.
I suppose that's part of their job, isn't it? Something like a salesman of any kind is supposed to make something more appealing than it actually is. But anyways, far be it from me to defend them. Swiss police announced their newest weapon in their war on drugs. Sniffer chickens. The new flock of Drogenspuren, or drug-detecting chickens, joined the squad after a successful testing phase. apparently, the logic was they're cheaper to train, and the chickens also lay a daily egg. Contributing to their cost effectiveness, so they went to some lengths to I think they did too much there. They try to make it look too believable with all the added stuff there.
Sniffer chicken,
chicken
off,
yeah.
Off its head on coke, just but then your eggs are lined with coke. Then you get drugs tested.
Have you got like,
it's like a bad.
Have you been watching like Narcos or something? There's like a bit of a kind of classy theme to this one. Aldi, I know. Like I was quite excited by this one. Thought I might get invited on it. Aldi announced a new dating show called Love Island. Supermarket aisle, promising to find contestants love on the aisles, but
that is you know, like if you're saying you need to go on TV, that's what you should be hosting.
I'd never be an Aldi. Come on now, like if it was Waitrose, Martin's Pay. That's a joke poking fun at somebody last week who said I was like he said I was some
man of the people in this guy
because I've got like a car slightly more expensive than average. This is the final one. London chain, this is what happens if you don't sleep. London chain Gymbox launched a workout class for you and your dog called Gymbarks. With more Londoners looking for new ways to treat their pets, it made perfect sense to not only let the dogs visit Gymbox, but create their very own fitness class that they can do with their owner, which include the exercises include fence jumps, furpees, presumably like burpees, and leash pulls, which sounds like a cruel and unusual punishment to me. leash pulls, but to be honest, that doesn't even sound unbelievable to me. I'm sure there are like workout classes for people that want to work out with their dog for some stupid reason.
Yeah, I watched Gino, Fred, and that other fella doing you know, when they do the tours in the like bands. Yeah. I think they were in San Francisco and they did yoga with goats.
Oh, right.
So the goat yoga, I've heard.
Yeah,
of
like goats jumping on the back. So that's definitely a real thing.
They do puppy yoga and stuff like that, but that's just like puppies running around and licking your face and stuff while you're trying
pissing
to do
all
yoga.
Pissing all over mats. And you know, it's funny, like Adam's the most anti-animal person ever, but when he's in character on video, he tries to be the dog lover. At the end of the steak video, that was going to come out. There's a dog in the restaurant. You remember with that fella? He had that little fluffy white dog.
Yeah.
And you're like, see you later, mate. And tried to go fist bump the dog. People are like, this guy's a weirdo.
I don't like animals. But like, people get quite heated about it, don't they? So either animal lovers. And I don't hate animals. I'm just not.
And as well, one of the challenges, there were a cat watching you in the window and you went, that's pudding there.
Yeah, that's dessert.
Yeah, I mean, I hate cats. I'm not ashamed to say that at all, man.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Sorry to interrupt this episode. I want to take a few seconds just to tell you about our Patreon. If you can support us on Patreon, we have got early access to every episode like this one and future guest episodes that are coming up. We've got some big names in the pipeline. You get exclusive behind-the-scenes clips from like when Adam's traveling around the world or we're just chatting shit in the studio. Each episode, we record a Patreon-only section, which is a little bit less PG than the actual full episodes. You guys can interact with us and help us steer this sinking ship and tell us what you want to hear on this podcast. You can get all this for less than the price of a pint and it saves us from having to flog some ball shavers. So if you can, support us on Patreon. Back to the episode.
This is not an April Fool, but it kind of sounds like it should be because Mike Tyson is launching ear-shaped edibles. The bizarre products are a nod to when Tyson famously bit off a part of Evander Holyfield's ear. That was back in 1997. Jesus, can I actually remember that?
Yeah.
It tells you how old I am. The edibles have been released by by Tyson 2.0, a cannabis company founded by the iconic boxer. They come in flavors including black eye berry, sour apple punch, and just watermelon. they didn't really try with the name and the last flavor there. The edibles are available from the company's online store. This is not a sponsored video, but have already been spotted in dispensaries in New York.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, like, he's cashing in that block. I think he's one of those people that have, like, he's made all the money, lost all the money, made some money again,
to make it again,
lost it all. And now he's probably, like, at the point where he's like, I still need to make a bit more money.
You reckon?
Yeah, I mean, when he was in his heyday, he had, like, mansions and cars. He had a tiger.
He did have a tiger. How do people spend so much money that, like, when they've got that much money, is there no part of them that... I know they kind of defer that to an accountant or whatever.
Yeah,
like
that's what it is, yeah.
A financial manager or whatever. But, like, do you not keep an eye on it? Like, there's no way I could spend more money than I have. You know what I mean? Like,
He was a heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah, like, he'd live in, like, the celebrity lifestyle, buying cars.
Yeah, so don't, man.
Boats. Yeah, no, but, like, that's not... If you're, like, a fighter, the mental, mate. So at that point, they're just, like...
Danny's not... I mean, he is a bit mental, but, like, he's... The dude was in Mensa, for Christ's sake. So they know what they're doing. Like, I don't understand.
That's an exception, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's a base level of, like...
Look at McGregor, man. He's, like, on a different planet now, you know, buying yachts and...
Yeah, but, like, I'm assuming he can afford it. He was just in that terrible movie.
Yeah, but my point is like, he's a bit of an exception. Like, Mike Tyson, his career starts to teeter off, buys too many lions and tigers. They're expensive. Look at Joe Exotic. You know what I mean? He's, like...
I'm sure, what's the going rate for a tiger?
Google that, George. There's more tigers.
Hey, George, don't be like Simon, because you've got an easy day. I've been getting this through this.
The most random Google
There's more tigers, ever. This is a true fact, more tigers in captivity in Texas than there are in, like, the free in the wild.
Nah, come on, I don't believe that.
Google that, George.
And also, how have they, like, calculated?
Hang on, I'm Googling the first thing. Google, mate. $7,500
for a tiger?
That's a bargain.
It's less than I thought it would be, but, like, I suppose it depends on the type of tiger as well.
Think about how much you have to feed it as well. That's going to be worth
it. Yeah, I'm not going to buy one, mate. I'm just saying, like, I thought it would be more.
Right.
What was the second
tiger,
one?
There's more tigers in captivity in Texas than there are in the whole, like, running free in the wild in the world.
That can't be true. I don't buy it, man. No.
There are more tigers living in captivity in Texas than the 3,000 that are thought to be living in the wild.
Sad fact.
There's only 3,000.
That's not a lot.
Does that make them an endangered species, surely?
They must be getting pretty close, yeah?
They need some of them, the dick pills that I never take. That's what they need.
Sponsored by Viagra.
The final one that I collated here. Sorry.
Just before you move on.
Yes.
Did you see the April Fool's thing where KSI announced a fight with George Foreman?
No. No, but I imagine
taking
loads
the piss
of people,
out of the Mike Tyson Jake Paul thing.
I bet the most entertaining part about that was the amount of people that believed it was real.
Have you seen the Mike Tyson rules? You know,
Mike Tyson rules.
So against Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Please say it allows ear biting. That would be funny. Put that in as an asterisk.
Rules. So it sort of is an exhibition fight from what I read.
Really? What, with Jake Paul? I thought it was going to be like some properly, like, officiated.
Yeah, everyone was like, oh yeah, it's going to be a real fight. It's not. Basically, it's 2-minute rounds, I think. And there's going to be no winner unless somebody gets knocked out. So it's going to that's basically the rules.
Man,
so it's an exhibition
fuck
fight.
Off, man. These things need to just go away. do you know in a place called Sandy, which is in Orkney, an island in Orkney? In Orkney? On Orkney? I don't fucking know.
Stop swearing.
The owner of a shop there accidentally made an excessive order of Easter eggs. He meant to buy 80 Easter eggs because he thought that's what he was going to sell. He accidentally ordered 80 cases, giving him 720 eggs, which is 220 more than the population of the island at 500 people. The story has a happy ending, though, because that was reported and people laughed at him. And then because of that, it got traction and people started going in and buying them. And somebody even ordered one from Swindon, apparently. Don't ask me why. They could have just gone to a shop and bought one. But, you know, I suppose it's nice. And he gave 100 away and managed to sell all the rest. So all's well that ends well.
If only we knew a big eater that could have taken a case.
Man, chocolate's really hard to eat. And plus, I'm getting old now, man. It's hard for me. It'd be hard for me to finish like 2 or 3 eggs, I reckon, now. The most fun part about eggs is still, I was doing it like the other day, and like my nephew has not yet discovered the joy of smashing an Easter egg on your forehead. So I was saying like, come on, man, that's the best part. And he didn't do it, so I got to smash a few in my head.
A mate of mine did it, and he cut his head open. Yeah.
What's it made out of? Chocolate. He had it in the freezer or something.
Yeah, his missus will put it in the freezer beforehand.
My mum made quite a nice little, like, I thought it was going to be terrible, but like she made quite a nice banoffee pie thing. Oh, I told you that last week.
Yeah, that last week.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up. George, you must have done some prep. Are we doing something like a whatever, breaking fact hunt or whatever?
Do we want to play the big fact hunt?
Yeah, I'm ready for my Trivial Pursuit.
How long have we going, John?
Level question.
Half an hour.
Half of 30 minutes.
30 minutes? I might see what happens when I host the show.
Yeah, it's because you had
all killer, no filler.
Yeah, you got an extra shot in that coffee. You were like, pow, pow, pow.
I should have got one more, I think.
World War III starting. Shouldn't joke about it, should we?
Why? Man, I think it's when it's, if it happens, man.
I had that same attitude, but now I've got child. Not got the same vibe.
All right, who wants to go first?
Him this week.
I feel like it's you every week.
Apparently, I want to go first.
No, I went first last week, no?
He did, yeah.
Oh. So, Adam, who was the ancient Greek god of the sun?
Ooh. Apollo.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's just the Roman Greek thing. Yes. Motherfucker.
It's actually Helios.
Yeah, helium. Bummer. All right. What's Josh's going to be? What would you get if you...
What colour is the cricket ball?
What colour was Tinky Winky in the Teletubbies? Yeah.
Josh, what game studio makes the Red Dead Redemption series?
What?
Rockstar.
You're a fucking... I've got to be, that's it, isn't it? Right, I must be like 3 or 4. Like,
I don't know.
Right, Danny, if you're out there,
you are, Adam, one away from the forfeit now.
It's, well, I mean, I'm the forfeit is mine. Like, I need to get some kind of prep. Is anything you could do tips to give me to prevent me from breaking bones and
just relax?
Just
relax it.
Just accept,
like, being in a prison shower. Just
yeah.
I
think you need to give him a ring, Josh, and get this sorted now. Get this arranged. Not right now.
Right, well, it was ring Danny.
You could ring Danny right now. It might be busy.
I might still call it back. I doubt it because George has sent the questions, but like...
let's tell him. Let's see what... He's a nice guy, though. I think he'd go gentle on you. He'd be a gentle prison boss.
I'd be like one of those...
He was gentle with Paul, wasn't he?
You know what you do?
Bonjour.
Morning, mate. You're on the podcast. Sorry to call you out of the blue. we've been doing the big fact hunt, and Adam is currently one away from his forfeit, which we've decided is what is it, a 10 minute round with Danny Mitchell?
Yeah, something like that.
Wasn't it 2 minutes to start with? That's 10 minutes.
Danny, what do you think's fair?
Well, none of it's fair, is it? He's a professional fucking former UFC fighter, you tit.
What do I think's fair in terms of time?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's got to be 3 minutes at minimum, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say maximum, but okay. Yeah, 3 minutes sounds no more than 5 minutes. Come on, man.
Have you got any advice? Because we're gonna do 3 minutes striking, 3 minutes grappling.
Striking? he's like 3 feet taller than me, man.
Has he got a motorbike crash helmet?
Danny, you better be prepared. I'm going for the Jorge Masvidal technique. I'm just going to run at you, try and fly and knee you. If that doesn't work, that's it. I'm just going to concede that I'm going to die.
Yeah, to be fair, you could pencil me and that could be the start of your celebrity MMA career.
I don't think I could I actually do that, but I could probably pay you to take a dive. So that's what I'm thinking now.
I mean, that's possible, yeah.
So that's the plan, Danny. We're going to. It looks like Adam's on his way to having some time on the mats with you. And luckily, you know, you've got yourself a new knee now, so you're like in fighting fit.
Which one's like a target?
I'm like brand new, yeah.
But yeah, cheers, mate. And we've got invited on that MMA on Point show. The message back saying that we can go on it, but I've put the caveat in that you've got to come with us just for a bit of credibility.
Yeah. Sound.
All right, mate. Have a good one.
No worries. See you in a bit.
Ta-da.
Bye.
You definitely caught him in the middle of either a wank or getting
just walk off. What's this fucking idiot ringing me for? Yeah, so Danny Mitchell, 6 minutes. That's all right. Would you do grappling first or striking?
Are you what part of you think someone is
joking there?
I thought what part of you think someone is striking? The dude's arms are about as long as this table.
Just do body shots.
Do body shots.
Yeah, just
pow. I don't know.
Get some headgear on. Protect my headgear.
I'm just gonna get in there and be like, I'm just gonna
have your hair with me.
I'm gonna just try and maybe spear him or like something. I know I shouldn't really be trying to get him on the ground, but like equally, I'm not gonna try and punch him because the dude's got like much greater reach than me.
I mean, we've got like a week or two to try and teach you something if you do want to.
There's no point in me being taught anything, Josh, because then I'm going to think that I'm capable of trying something on him. I'm going to go in like Pan from Karate Kid. Come on.
I would just say a 3 minute round, just grappling, no strikes, kicks, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Just do that and see how many times you can get him, see how many times he can get you.
What? I can get him?
Yeah.
Laddie, you're not getting him.
You won't.
Right, what we need to decide is like for you to get a moral victory, it's like we need to pick a number of how many times you think you're going to get tapped and then not exceed that. You know, it's like how many times do you think he'll tap you in 3 minutes?
Don't do that because I'm, you know, how stubborn I am, so I'll end up like breaking one of my bones because I'll just be like, I'm not tapping. And if he's got me from behind, like choking me, I'll just be like, right, I'm going to sleep. You know what I mean?
How many times do you think he'll tap you?
In 3 minutes?
3 minutes, yeah.
Oh, man, I suppose it depends how long I can run for. We're going to be in an octagon.
You're going to be on a mat. We could put you in an octagon.
Yeah, well, because then I'm just going to run around. Try and get away from him, aren't it? The idea is to last.
You're not. Do you think that's going to work?
No, but I can still extend it. So like, if I immediately go and meet him,
yeah.
That's going to. But if I like run away for like 10 seconds and I get 10 seconds.
You've got 10 seconds. All right, so in 2 minutes, 50 seconds, how many times do you think he'll tap you? Because this is like a sweepstake. You need to write this down, George. You need to remember this.
Let's see who gets the closest.
For the footage, yeah.
In an octagon, I think it'd be fewer times because, like, because I think I could, like, rest against the. If he's trying to take me down, I won't defend it well, but I think I could try and defend it at least. But, like, the cat weighs, like, 20 kilos more than me. Like, this would be more fair if it was somebody of my size, at least, because then...
Well, do you want to get somebody of your size? And like Danny can, like...
Well, no, because Danny won't hurt me. Like, somebody my size might be like, oh, that's come from the internet. I'm going to do him in. That's why I never want to play five-a-side, because I think, like, if I ever went down, somebody just want to cripple me. Well, not that I blame him, but... Yeah, I don't know. Let's just do it with Danny. And like, I don't know how many times I get tapped. What do you think would be good? Let's see what I can aim for. What for you is
go
good?
For a guess at least 20.
In 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Come on, I can't be getting... I mean, like, I'm going to be able to resist at least, surely, a little bit.
I think...
Well, that might be the problem.
Surprised.
Yeah, I think if anything less than 10, it'd be impressive.
Yeah.
Right. That's
what I think.
Right.
Because I think what's going to happen is the first minute, it'll be like, he'll play with you a bit. You know, like a lion with like
a
nice bonus.
Yeah, he'll play with you a bit and then he can start just sort of like, he can do whatever he wants at that
emotions.
Point. He'll just, as soon as he's got hold of you, that's...
We might discover a new kink of mine. Starts hoying me around. You're beating me up. Sit on me, Danny.
Danny, what are you
sit
doing Saturday night?
Choke me, Danny.
He gets DMs like that all the time, you know, from people like, yeah, do you want to come, will you come and punch me head in for some money? And will you send me pictures of your feet?
Nice.
Nobody tells me to do that. The feet thing, obviously, nobody would want to
get. Been any more strange DMs?
No. Although, to be fair, I've not really been checking. Honestly, I was thinking about just for banter last week, I was thinking about going on Tinder, just see what happened. There's something to talk about.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Just go on there, and the bio, do you get like a little bio?
Yeah.
That people see? And the bio would just be, yes, it's me.
Ooh. Oh, somebody's going to make this now. You have to make it. Do you get verified? Do you get verified on... Tinder.
I think if you like take a photo of yourself,
yeah,
like to prove that it's you.
I'm totally not going on Tinder, man. That would be like an absolute.
I think we should literally just do it for an episode.
I think it'd be awful if those listening set up Tinder profiles with Adam's face.
Do it. You're not going to get any fucking action. I'll just get loads of DMs on Instagram saying somebody's pretending to be you on it because they won't think it's me anyway.
You'd get loads of action, I reckon.
Nah,
you don't speak highly of yourself. I think you'd be all right, mate.
I think you'd do pretty well, actually.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you kind of got to say that because you're my friends and, you know, I suppose you got to try and make me feel good. I don't really care. But anyway, what are we talking about? Anything else?
I suppose we should talk about Jen's vagina. Should we ring Jen?
Yeah, if you want. There's no more news there, though, is there?
Not as far as I'm aware. I saw
Jen's vagina.
So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if she's got a smear test. Like, I mean, you can ask her about that, but I don't know who's been in there. Put it that way.
Can we cut that bit back out of
his own sister, man.
He's the fucking star. It's nothing to do with me.
I don't know, but it's the fact that he says, I don't think anyone knew who's been in there. Oh, God. All right, well, we're at 40 minutes. Should we wrap it up with a fest pit?
1 second. I put a video on yesterday of the new studios because we had the windows tinted.
I can't tell on that video, though. But they were doing it, weren't they?
Yeah, my idea is that we can use... like almost like an ND filter, you know, so we can utilize the
which mean almost like exactly like an ND filter.
We could use it. We can use the outside view
with him as well
as part of our set. Yeah,
lad, if I do 3 minutes with Josh, somebody I don't know who it is coming out dead.
How many
probably
times
me,
do you reckon you'll actually submit him
in 3 minutes?
In 3 minutes in a cage.
I don't know. I refuse to do it because I think like we would get injured because like, yeah. I think with Danny I think what will happen is you'll try for a bit and then you'll accept that it is what it is, whereas like you and I think you'd get really like
competitive.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't. I'm not an idiot. I don't know. If you were boxing or something, yeah, because like you're not really at an advantage there. Boy, you're in a reach and weight advantage, but you don't know a skill that I don't know.
No, true. Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we do 3 minutes boxing, body shots only?
I'm going to get a rush of blood to my head and you're definitely going to punch me in the face. And if anyone breaks his nose, I swear to God.
What would you do? I've never done boxing.
It's like the only part of my body actually like, I think.
I've never done boxing, so we could just do body shots. It'd look, imagine how bad it'd look though. Like both was just pure no technique. We'd never release that footage, man. It'd look awful.
Wild KSI overhand.
You'd have to, yeah, well, there's no
like KSI squat, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's no shame in doing something like that for a laugh. And knowing that you're bad at it,
okay.
It's when like the celebrity matches, they think they're good, they think they're the baddest one on the planet. Like we're not like that. We're just doing it for a laugh. Like I knew a guy used to do white collar boxing. You know what I mean? Like on a weekend, just for charity, they'd sell some tickets, like £5 a ticket, and just a bunch of people from offices would go in there and just like try and beat on each other.
Awful lot, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean it happens. So.
So we're doing 3 minutes of body shots boxing.
Before we wrap up, do you want to hear something from the eating world that's quite funny? I'm not sure if I should reveal this, but like I'm going to do it anyways because I don't give a shit. just because that's what people tend to tune in for, isn't it? Got a message actually this morning from Major League Eating.
Oh.
Yeah. Saying, hi league members. Just to remind you, it is the league's policy that wagering on Major League Eating events is strictly prohibited. It then goes on to include parts of the contract that talk about eating. So I'm assuming somebody has been a naughty boy or girl and been betting on themselves or an event in which they took part.
Ooh.
So I would love to know who that is. I've got no idea. Actually, I don't have any like inkling as to who it would be.
Why didn't we think to do that? We could have been like, right, Adam, hot dogs this year, do 9. And I'll go put a grand on it.
The problem is, though, is like I bet on the contest before for a laugh.
Yeah.
When I wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah.
But like in England, usually it's just like a novelty market, you know, so like Sky Bet will do it or whatever. And you can bet on like either Joey to win or somebody from the field to win.
Yeah.
And it's like Joey's like 1 to 100. So yeah, he's definitely going to win. So 1 year I bet on Jeff, I think, because I thought he had a chance and it was like 100 to 1. So I put like a 5 on.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't do like over under or anything like that. Whereas in America, all their books, it's like a bigger deal, especially the hot dog contest. Yeah. So there's a full market for it, like who's going to eat what and stuff like that. And I remember, like, I always sort of I think I've got a screenshot like on one of my old phones where like the first year I did it, I was like 15 to 1 to win it or something like that. You're joking, man. Nowhere near, but...
Are you going to do it this year? Do you reckon?
I don't think so.
It's coming in fast, isn't it?
I don't think I'll do it. I mean, I don't know if they're going to invite me, but...
What you just said then.
Oh, coming in fast. Mike Haffenden. The Mike Haffenden technique.
We didn't do Mike's thing.
Oh.
We kind of got to.
Right.
We have to save it. We're going to do it.
God. No, let's do it.
Can we do it on Patreon?
Too good for Patreon.
It's too good for Patreon. This is my intro.
Going to be really quick.
Right. So.
this is a bit much for YouTube though, this.
Well, at this point, we'll cut it out if we get demonetized.
But George knows what he's doing though. Maybe we should listen to George. I don't know.
There's a clean break there.
Just
you can cut that.
Just do it.
Yo. So, I don't know if this is a segment for your podcast or what, but I was listening to a podcast the other day and I thought I would pitch this one to you both, or you three, I guess. But it's the situation, the scenario, George, you can present it, is between Josh and Beard. And basically on the podcast, they were talking about snakes. And, yeah, if they're...
in the forest, in the rainforest, they can go for your tackle, basically.
Go for your tackle,
and so you shouldn't walk through like a river that's got like a load of snakes in it, because yeah, they'll go through for your tackle, sort of thing.
Mike needs a coffee.
So the question I have really is, or the scenario is, so put yourselves in this situation. Josh and Beard, you're walking through the rainforest, and Josh goes up ahead because, you know, he's taller. And, so he goes into the river to see how deep it is, basically to see if Adam can go through, obviously. Like go above his head, sort of thing. You know what I mean? So Josh has to go in and check first.
Mike's the same height as me,
and he gets his tackle bit by a snake. So the question I have is probably mostly for Adam. If it was a life or death situation, would you suck the poison out of his tackle, his penis? All right, guys. Hope that gives you something to talk about on the pod.
So deadpan.
Yeah, I love how deadpan he was. Have you noticed that, like, Mike is like more Scouse now since he's moved back home?
Yeah, he is.
So like anything that ends in like a K or like a K sound, it's like, whereas it used to be like,
yeah,
it was not that at all. Anyway, I've seen that before. I heard that before. I answered it pretty quickly. I think unexpectedly said, yeah, man, I couldn't. The guy's got like a child. So I believe I said I could not live with myself if I didn't just get a face full, get in there, suck it out, and then, you know, at least you're going to damn me like it's only a knob. I'm comfortable with my sexuality, no problem with that. Might enjoy it, never know.
Yeah.
Never seen your willy.
Honourable, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, unless you've got like warts on your willy or something like that.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Pretty clean.
Yeah, I think so.
You say you shave it, so like, yeah, man, what am I going to let him die? Is that, am I supposed to say no, though? Like, what's the right answer there? We're saying? What about if it was me? If it were to be me, what would...
Yeah, I'd take a shaver, just trim it up a bit.
No, it's all right right now.
Oh, yeah. You cleaned it up. Of course I would, mate.
Yeah,
I would.
Well, your mum was around last week.
So. Your ma's in my DMs. Of course I would, mate.
Yeah?
I don't believe you.
You
didn't hear any clip for the start of this.
I think we're probably all right then, because Mike said tackle a lot of times, but they just said penis right then. So.
I think we're safe, man. Like, this is
it's
strictly for like research purposes.
It's hypothetical, isn't it? It's not real. We're not displaying.
What about you, George? Would you blow one of us to?
Well, he's not blow. Can't be steady.
Not that far.
You ever thought about that? Why do they call it a blow job when you're doing the opposite of blowing?
I don't know. Isn't that like a scene from like Superman?
Can we ask that like escort?
Or in between us.
That escort, can we ask her?
Do you think there might have been people that have never done it and never seen it done, and they literally think you have to blow on it?
No, nobody thinks so, George. Come on.
I wonder why they Google that, George. Why do they call it a blowjob?
Don't Google that.
He was just about to Google it.
This is all going on Patreon. I can feel it now. Otherwise, this thing's getting demonetized. Not that I care, but you know, you and your family will care. Oh, he's actually Googling it? Okay.
Oh, blow as in... to get to orgasm. That's why.
Ah, that makes sense. Like an eruption.
Yeah, never thought about it like that.
Educational as well as this podcast.
Yeah.
I think we've now hit the point where we need to finish this and go over to Patreon, because we're dicing with death on this side of the channel.
Should we do Fespit?
Fespit.
Oh, I do apologise. How rude of me. I ate quite a lot yesterday, sorry.
What did you eat?
Just a load of food, man. Nothing interesting.
Save it for the Patreon.
Okay. The missus left for work and I've done my now traditional pre-WFH wank. What's a pre-WFH wank?
Work from home?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've only just remembered in the post-nut clarity that we'd planned a sexy night for after work today. I'm a middle-aged bloke and I'm not sure my tank will refill in time. Pray for me.
What? Like, have you got some medical disorder? Like, refractory period's not like hours, man.
The tism is strong in you today.
If you're not refilling in like half an hour, there's something wrong with you, man, even at that age.
Refractory period. This is just the Science. Worst podcast. This is what we ended this studio on. This podcast. Jesus Christ.
This is not as bad as the last one. The last one was atrocious. This has been all right.
Yeah, I think it's been a good one, this. You any more?
That's it.
I think I've got one. I've got one on. I found one earlier.
That's the one you sent.
Yeah, no, but I found another one.
Oh, good.
that more.
Regardless of plans, I always tell my Uber driver I'm either going to see my mum or heading home after seeing her. Guaranteed 5-star ratings for a guy looking after his mum. F telling them that my actual plans. So there's a bit of a...
I only like reasonably recently, maybe like a year ago, discovered that you actually get customer ratings.
Yeah, you can check it, can't you?
Mine was like fucking 3.8.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know.
I think my Uber's all right. However, turns out there's a rating for Facebook Marketplace, which just took a beating because I hadn't even sold anything yet. But I am, I'm like 1.2 star. So maybe that's why I'm not selling out now.
Presumably out of 5.
Yeah.
I think it might be because of your sarcastic comms, mate.
Like DFS.
Yes, I don't think that's helped my position of trying to get rid of things.
I think, to be first of all, it's quite a reasonable question because unless you put it in the thing that you're not prepared to deliver, people might think that you're prepared to deliver.
Surely you'd put in if you're prepared to deliver and not the other way around.
No, but people are dumb, aren't they? You should probably have kind of preempted that.
Well, needless to say, mate, I have sold absolutely nothing in the time period.
Told you, we need to do what Danny did. I'll sign that in one of those, like, or maybe I won't sign it, like, kind of ruin it, but like sign it, say, you know, have it. No, I don't know.
We'll have you straddle it like off Titanic, you know, he draws the picture. We'll have you straddle
it. Get that dude that did the spray paint mural of me to come in. Come on. I don't know if you can draw as well. Yeah.
If you actually took product photos of it and had him just sit on that setting, I bet it would sell way easier.
Naked. And we're like, let's do it naked and pixelate my knobs just for funnies.
Right, we'll redo it. I'll retake the pictures of him sat on it and see if they sell. That'll be a topic for next podcast because I've got a week to get rid of him. So let's
that'll be the last resort then.
Yeah. Not the naked one.
We'll put you, if you can do like a pose for each picture, old tape measure.
like a YouTube thumbnail.
Looking really happy. Doing the tape measure.
Tape measure on your dick. Right, let's get over to Patreon. Right, if you want to carry this nonsense on, we're going to Patreon. Those that are supporting, cheers. See you next week. New studio. Yeah, good luck.